As with any hypnosis, please make sure that you are not operating any heavy machinery or driving a vehicle. Please make yourself as comfortable as possible, loosening any clothing, removing your glasses, uncrossing your arms or your legs, and just laying down in a comfortable position. Take a single deep breath and let every muscle in your body just let go as you breathe out. That's good. Now, I'd like you to imagine that you can see yourself relaxing in the chair or couch. Maybe just pretend that you can see yourself. Your breathing is already so easy and steady, and becoming steadier still, even as you think about it, as though you were sound asleep, or pretending to be sound asleep, pretending so well that you are sound asleep that you would convince anyone who could see you that you were pleasantly sleeping. And while you pretend to be absolutely sound asleep, you can imagine that you have a dream. A dream where you are more relaxed than you have ever been at any time in your entire life. More relaxed than you ever thought it was possible to be. A dream where you're just like a rag doll, laying lazily on a beach somewhere, your head comfortably shaded by the soft shadows from fronds of palm trees. Fronds of palm trees that are moving just slightly in the gentle breezes. Your body beautifully warmed by the rays of sun, and you just drift deeper and deeper. Your body becoming even more relaxed with each breath you take and each word that I speak. Already even more relaxed than that rag doll on the beach. Every ounce of tension just drifting away from you, so that your arms and legs begin to feel wonderfully devoid of all tension. Your entire body beautifully free from all your cares and all your anxieties, so that you can just simply relax. Floating deeper now, so that you might even begin to lose touch with your hands and feet, with your arms and legs. And sometimes, people can become so relaxed that they can lose touch with their whole body, so that they become, just for a while, just their thoughts. A lazy, easy, calm sort of feeling where nobody wants anything and nobody expects anything. And there is absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to simply relax. It might be as if you've been able to temporarily switch off all of those muscles while you relax there. Just like that ragdoll on that warm beach. Thinking about your left arm now. If you can be bothered to find it. And just letting the last tiny traces of tension float away. And your right arm too. Just letting every muscle, every nerve, every fiber let go. And allowing that same beautiful, easy feeling flow across your shoulders and down into your body, into your legs, just vaguely aware of your thigh muscles, just letting go. And your calves too. It's as if even your bones are relaxing now. A wonderful sensation of the deepest relaxation you have ever experienced. Just gently sweeping over and throughout your whole body. Every fiber, every cell, and every pore. So that you can experience that very special sort of relaxation that some people manage to find with hypnosis. And you can always find these feelings for yourself whenever you want to. This exact same feeling of the most profound sense of relaxation, where nothing matters. No outside noises. Nothing but the sound of my voice. There is just this sense of calm. A quiet sort of feeling where you have to think of no one but you. You can find this feeling simply by remembering that ragdoll warming herself in the sun with her head shaded by those fronds of beautifully elegant palm trees. And whenever you remember that ragdoll, you'll be able to instantly find this very same deep relaxation that you have at this very moment. And whatever you enter into this special state of deep relaxation, your body's self-healing process can begin to work more efficiently and much faster than usual. Faster than even during the deepest sleep. These processes work more powerfully, re-energizing your entire body, helping to create a sense of real inner comfort and calm. And this sense of inner comfort steadily creates an inner strength. An inner strength that helps you to filter and be happier and healthier in every way. During this special relaxation, your whole body system works more steadily and easily than any other time, allowing your body's natural rejuvenating processes to work more efficiently than ever. Each fiber, each tiny cell, being checked, repaired, and replaced where necessary. In each and every organ of your body, you can start to feel good about yourself. start to feel really good within yourself. Developing an inner strength that helps you to achieve your hopes and desires. To fulfill your ambitious end goals. And so feelings of an inner strength and resolve. Of a complete determination to succeed. Whatever success means to you. Become deeper and more profound every time you experience hypnosis. And you can be aware that within their channels in the body, your nerves are just resting and relaxing too. Resting and relaxing and becoming stronger and steadier with each and every passing day. You're so beautifully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything of you. And absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. I want you to just let your mind and your imagination drift. Feeling lazy, easy, and comfortable. I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house. A house like a stately home or a country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and shoulders. It's not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being, and comfort. Make this garden really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase. A step down toward this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time I get to 0, you will be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go even further. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry. There is plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. deeper and deeper. 6, deeper still, your breathing becoming slower and steadier. 5, really relaxing now, just let go. 4, becoming calmer and calmer. 3, calmer still now. 2, more and more relaxed. 1, all the way now, down to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet and the scent of masses upon masses of brightly colored flowers that seem to envelop you. There is the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft, grassy bank. And just sit for a while, gazing into the cool water, marveling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a little while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close, and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter and lighter. So light that you feel you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. You can somehow see, through your closed eyelids, that you're floating in a sea of color. A warm sea of color that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in warmth and color that seems somehow unreal and yet, at the same time, has comfortably familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and orange, soft muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like soft clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you ever imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you are floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow. Because in this rainbow, time and space do not exist in the same way that we usually know it. You may have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, or maybe a lifetime, or just perhaps as a blink of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future, or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful, relaxed feeling, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle, flowing colors, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You are still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realize that you've stopped floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake. A large, tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are covered in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs, and grasses growing at the water's edge. And everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marveling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being. You stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake. Noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing color. Subtle changes blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become deep, soft violet, or when that deep violet became a relaxing, translucent green. The changes of color fascinate you, and you settle yourself down into a small, smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something, breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer into a kaleidoscope of different colors across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. You realize that this tranquil place is the pool of knowledge. And while you are here, you are part of everything. And everything is a part of you. You find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind and to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. While you're relaxing there, so easy and calm inside yourself, I wonder if you can imagine how wonderful it would be to be this relaxed whenever you want to be. I wonder if you can create an image of you right at this very moment, perhaps doing something that used to worry you, but looking so calm and so easy, looking as if you are just enjoying the whole process of simply being alive. Just knowing that whatever causes those feelings of worry are just a passing thing. Just a passing thing that soon will seem to be of no importance at all. Because it belongs to yesterday, or last week, or perhaps even last year. And a lot of time, you can recognize that there were never any need for worry at all. And you might not even be able to remember the most of what you were worrying about a while ago. And if you can, it's probably because what you were worrying about hasn't happened yet. And I want you to think about something that is worrying you now, creating stress in your mind. And while you're thinking of that thing, I want you to see how good you are at remembering something that hasn't happened yet. Remembering what it felt like when that thing you were worrying about had actually happened, even though it hasn't happened yet. But remembering that it felt good when you remembered that it had happened and you didn't need to worry about it anymore. But you are probably thinking now about something that has happened. Something that you were worried about until it happened. And now, it has happened. But you can find no need to worry about it at all. Worrying about things is simply a way of thinking about things. Something that your subconscious has learned how to do a long time ago. It learned how to automatically think about the awful things that might happen. To think about the things that we really hope will not happen. So we start thinking about what we would do if those awful things did happen. And worrying even more when we think that we won't know what to do if those awful things happen. And yet all those things are based simply upon fear, rather than a belief it will happen. Because if we truly believe that something will happen, we can always decide what action we will take. We will always make a decision. But when it's only a fear that something will happen, it means that we're not at all sure it will. So it's not a surprise that we worry about what we will do. Because in order to think what we would do, we have to think about the very thing that we do not want to happen. And we really do not want to think about that. So we worry in case it happens. And that powerful subconscious of yours can do that automatically. But now, you are going to learn a very clever and very special trick. You are going to learn how to teach your subconscious mind to think a different way. And to start with, I want you to think of that thing that you thought of a few moments ago. A thing that you are worrying about, maybe feeling stressed about. And notice how it feels as you think about it. And now I want you to vividly imagine, just as vividly as you can, what you actually want to happen. And of course, I can't know what it is you're thinking about. But I do know that whatever it is, you can think of it in two ways. The worst way and the best way. And when you think of it in the worst way, all you can do is worry or stress about it. But if you think of it in the best way, you are thinking of what you actually want to happen. You are thinking of a positive solution. And then you can think about how you might be able to move towards that positive solution. How to make that thing turn out exactly the way you want it to. And notice now how different that thing feels this time. As you think about what you actually want to happen, so that you've actually changed the way that you feel just by thinking a thought. And it's an interesting thing that as you teach your subconscious mind how to think about things in the best way, you are more likely to find a way of making a positive change to the things you worry about. If you think about what you actually want to happen, rather than what you fear will happen, you can teach your subconscious mind to look for answers, so that it's completely true that if you think about what you actually want to happen, the thing that you fear will be less likely to happen. Of course, it's true that sometimes we have no control over a thing that's going to happen. But even then, we can think of it in two ways, the worst way and the best way. And in the best way is to just know that whatever happens, it is simply a part of life that you will find the best way to deal with. A part of life that will before long become a thing of the past, as everything does. And it is a fact that whether we worry about a thing or whether we do not worry about a thing, when that thing happens, it immediately becomes a thing of the past. Just as you arriving here today is now a thing of the past. And it might even be that you were worried about that. Yet, all is well. And all remains well. And from now on, you are going to discover that it becomes easier and easier for you to think about what you actually want to happen instead of what you fear might happen. And as you teach that subconscious mind to think about what you want to happen, it will begin to find solutions to problems, turning a setback to an advantage more often than not. At the beginning of this session, I asked you to imagine how wonderful it would be to be this relaxed whenever you want to be. And as you imagine that now, a special part of you in the depths of your subconscious mind, a special part of you that knows just what to do and just how to do it, is even now becoming more active and beginning to stir. And that activity will steadily increase with each and every passing day until you automatically choose the best way of thinking every time. Automatically find the answers to problems every time. In a moment or two, I am going to count you up to a normal conscious awareness. And as you return to the here and now, bring back those feelings with you and let them remain in your mind, accessible whenever you need to feel calm and relaxed. 1. You're slowly coming back. 2. Feeling those wonderful feelings now, growing stronger and more confident. 3. Nearly back to consciousness now. 4. Eyelids beginning to flicker. And 5. Eyes open and you're wide awake and feeling wonderful about the hypnosis that you have just experienced. Thank you for listening, and this is Medium Laura Evans.